Hello and welcome to ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ArcSieve paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. The paper we're looking at today is called Think in Parallel, Answer as One, Logit Averaging for Open-Ended Reasoning. We're talking about it now because it proposes a lightweight, ensemble-style way to make large language models more consistent on complex, open-ended questions. Super relevant if you're building multi-step reasoning or creative answer workflows. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, teams struggle with answers that drift. You ask the same model the same complex question twice, and you get two different reasoning paths and slightly different conclusions. That's scary for support bots, internal research assistants, or any tool that drafts content. People try majority vote or ask the model to justify itself, but that adds latency and cost. What folks want is steadier outputs without retraining or spinning up a big re-ranking pipeline. If this method can smooth out those fluctuations and keep answers on the rails with a small overhead, that's immediately useful.
So if I sum that up, today's pain is unstable reasoning. You don't want your assistant changing its mind every run. Think of this as getting a few quick ballot checks in parallel and combining them into one clear answer without building a whole new system. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
We've learned that ensembles help LLMs, but most teams have used majority voting on final answers or re-ranking with another pass. Logit averaging goes one step earlier. It combines the model's internal probability distributions, its confidence over next tokens across multiple sampled reasoning paths, then decodes a single answer from that merged signal. It's appealing now because we already sample multiple chains for self-consistency. This just aggregates smarter and can avoid extra scoring passes. The trade-off is more tokens and memory per query, but it can be parallelized and sometimes ends up cheaper than elaborate re-ranking. Net result, stronger consensus without heavy architectural changes. Let me spell out the core idea. Logit averaging means you run several parallel reasoning chains with the same prompt. Think 3 to 8 samples at a small temperature so they explore slightly different paths. At each decoding step, instead of letting any one sample decide the next token, you collect the model's logits, its unnormalized scores for every possible next token, across those parallel chains, average them, and then decode a single token from that merged distribution. You then feed that chosen token back into all chains and repeat. So you're ensembling at the probability level, not at the final answer level. That's different from majority voting, where you generate full answers and pick the most common, or from re-ranking, where you ask another model to score candidates. Here, you fuse signals earlier, which can stabilize open-ended reasoning without an extra scoring pass. Compared to prior work, self-consistency samples multiple chain of thoughts and votes on the final, which can be brittle when answers aren't identical strings. Other ensembling methods merge tokens post hoc or rely on separate judges. The novelty here is averaging logits, the model's internal odds. So even if the phrasing diverges, the consensus about what should come next can still emerge. Practically, it plugs in at inference time with parallel sampling, and it generally reduces the need for heavy decoding tricks or long re-ranking cascades.
Basically, instead of asking which fully written answer wins, you blend the model's odds before each word is chosen. Then you write one answer that reflects the crowd. For a builder, that means you keep your current prompt, spin up a few parallel generations, average their token scores, and you get a steadier single output without adding a judging step. Mark, what would that change day to day?
Use case 1, a simple chatbot stabilization. In real life, a user asks a support question. Behind the scenes, our service triggers, say, 4 parallel generations on the same prompt with temperature around 0.7. We enable Logit outputs, collect the next token scores from all 4, average them, pick the token, and push that token back to all streams to keep them in sync. Repeat until the assistant finishes. Dev-wise, you add a small orchestration layer, parallel sampling calls, merge logits per step, and a decoder that uses the average distribution. Infra-wise, batched requests help keep latency sane. Cost is roughly 4x tokens for that turn, but you only return one answer. The payoff: fewer wobbly facts and fewer user follow-ups like, wait, which policy applies, because the answer is less dependent on a single lucky sample. Use case 2, longer knowledge work. Picture a team summarizing a 12-page internal report with citations. We design the prompt with a clear final answer section and a hidden scratch pad so the model can think. We run 5 parallel chains, average logits only during the final answer segment, so the reasoning explores a bit, but the outward-facing summary is a consensus. We also add a simple validator. If the average distribution is high entropy on a sentence that should be factual, we flag it for human review or trigger a retrieval check. In the console, the analyst clicks Summarize, sees a single consistent summary with citations, and a small badge if any section was uncertain and needs eyeballs. Workflow changes are minor: a more structured prompt, a toggle for consensus mode, and a review lane for edge cases.
So the first case smooths out chat answers, the second makes long summaries more uniform and honest, with a safety net when the model isn't sure. Jamie, connect this back to the mechanics. Which knobs matter, and how does this play with chain of thought?
3 main knobs. 1, the number of samples K, 3 to 5, gives a lot of the benefit. 8 is nice if you can afford it. 2, temperature. You want some diversity so the ensemble has signal, typically 0.5 to 0.8. Too low and all chains look the same, too high and you average noise. 3, aggregation. Arithmetic mean of logits is the default. Some teams convert to probabilities, average, then renormalize. Results are similar but stay consistent. For chain of thought, keep the thinking phase either hidden or delimited and synchronize the ensemble on the final answer. A common pattern is to prompt, reason step by step, then produce final answer, and only apply logit averaging after the delimiter so you don't wash out creative exploration. 2 practical cautions. Cost and latency grow roughly with K, so parallelize aggressively and consider adaptive sampling. Start with K equals 2 and escalate to K equal 5 only if the average distribution is uncertain. And track entropy or margin between top tokens. If uncertainty stays high across steps, fall back to a retrieval check or a human review rather than forcing consensus.
Makes sense. Mark, if a team wanted to try this tomorrow, does that setup map cleanly to what you'd do first?
Yes. I'd start with K equal 4, temperature 0.6, averaging logits only after a final answer marker. Run it behind a feature flag for a subset of users, measure follow-up rate and factual corrections for a week, and watch token spend and latency. If costs spike, switch to adaptive K. It's a small orchestration lift with a noticeable steadiness boost in the UI.
Under the hood, there are a few hard requirements. First, you need to generate multiple reasoning chains per query and access token-level logits, the raw next token scores. That usually means either running an open-source model where you can grab logits or using a hosted API that exposes log probs. Second, you need enough budget to emit K parallel samples, either truly in parallel or fast sequential with batching. There are also assumptions baked in. Your samples should be diverse enough to provide complementary signals, and the model's logit distributions should be reasonably calibrated so averaging them makes sense. If every chain is identical, there's nothing to average. If calibration is off, one chain can dominate. Technical constraints: compute and memory scale with K. If you retain logits per step, memory balloons. The trick is to aggregate on the fly and discard. Latency rises unless you parallelize. API-wise, not every provider exposes token logits for chat endpoints, and streaming with log probs can be limited. Finally, it's sensitive to hyperparameters. Temperature and sample count matter a lot. Limitations and failure modes the authors call out. Averaging can wash out rare but correct answers. Think niche legal terms. When the answer space is truly multimodal, you risk a bland synthesis. In some settings, majority vote or re-ranking with a separate judge can beat averaging. And if you try to ensemble across different models, you might need to calibrate logit scales, or one model's scores will overwhelm the rest. Future directions mentioned include adaptive K. Escalate the number of samples only when uncertainty is high. Hybrids that combine voting on spans with logit averaging for the final, and explicit logit calibration, so cross-model or cross-temperature averaging is more principled.
Put simply, you get better agreement, but you pay for it with more calls and a bit more plumbing. You also need an API that lets you peek at the model's internals, and if the question has two legitimately different answers, averaging might mush them together. Mark, from the ops side, what does a sane setup look like?
Operationally, you prep three things. One, observability, log K, temperature, entropy of the average distribution per step, and P95 latency. Two, cost gates. If token spend or latency spikes beyond a threshold, automatically drop K to 1-2 or skip averaging. Three, fallbacks. If uncertainty stays high for several steps, trigger retrieval or queue for human review. Where it fits. It's great for batch or near real-time tasks with a few seconds budget. Summarization, report drafting, structured answers. For ultra-low latency chat at huge scale, you might turn it on only for tricky turns or back-office users. A one-hour experiment checklist. 1. Ensure Logit's access on your chosen model, open source with VLLM or a provider that supports logprobs. 2. Implement a parallel sampler and run 10 parallel samples to size the upper bound on cost latency. 3. Compare single sample versus Logit ACK on a 100 prompt held out set. Measure exact match if you have references, and an LLM judge faithfulness score if you don't. 4. Monitor token spend and latency, and record user-facing signals like follow-up rate or correction prompts.
So you wire in logging, guard the wallet, have an exit ramp, and run a controlled AB. Jamie, what do the authors report on benchmarks and how it stacks up against baselines?
According to the paper, they test on open-ended reasoning tasks, a mix of math-style problems and longer-form, explanation-heavy questions. They compare against three baselines: a single best sample, self-consistency with majority vote, and re-ranking candidates with a judge model. Metrics include accuracy or exact match where there's a canonical answer, and for open-ended outputs, judge-based faithfulness and quality scores. They also track cost and latency. Headline takeaways. Logit averaging consistently improves over a single sample and is competitive with, sometimes better than, majority vote, especially at moderate K, because you only decode one final answer. Gains are typically in the single-digit percentage points, with larger jumps on tasks where different phrasings hide the same underlying answer. In truly multimodal questions, averaging can underperform voting. Experiments are fairly controlled: fixed prompts, fixed K, and temperature. And the algorithm is described clearly enough to implement. They outline hyperparameters, but you'll still need to tune for your stack.
Translated, in the lab, this shaved off a chunk of mistakes and made answers more consistent without adding a judge pass. Think fewer, sorry, let me correct that moments for users. Expect modest but meaningful gains, and remember those percentages can shrink once you add messy user prompts and noisy documents. Mark, what should teams realistically expect in production?
I'd plan for maybe half to two-thirds of the lab improvement. So if the paper shows a 6-point lift, I budget for 3 to 4 points until proven otherwise. Watch P95 and P99 latency, because users feel the tail. Add two monitors. One, disagreement rate between chains. If it's high, you're forcing consensus and should route to retrieval or a human. Two, a canary set of known questions to detect drift. When to use it. If your main pain is answer variance and you can afford K to 1 on tricky turns, try this before heavy fine-tuning. If facts are missing, prioritize retrieval. If you need domain style or structured outputs, fine-tuning or better schemas help more. Logit averaging is a fast, no-retraining lever for steadiness.
Jamie, any last technical gotchas before we wrap?
Two quick ones. Keep temperature consistent across chains. Mixing temperatures can skew the average. And normalize carefully. Average in Logit space or probability space, but be consistent across steps. If you ever ensemble different models, calibrate Logit scales first or use temperature scaling, or the bigger entropy model will dominate.
From the field, the sweet spot is internal assistance, drafting tools, and analytic summaries where you can spend a bit more per query for steadier outputs. Teams with a moderate budget and tolerance for a second or two of extra latency will see the most benefit without touching training.
Bottom line, this paper gives you a lightweight inference time way to blend several parallel thoughts into one steadier answer, improving consistency without retraining. You pay in extra tokens and a bit of orchestration. To finish, a quick reminder. The English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nblotty.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.